This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed that the government is giving a major push to build robust infrastructure in the country with emphasis on labor-intensive sectors and MSMEs to generate employment opportunities and facilitate growth. The minister was replying to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha yesterday.
We are continuing our push in building infrastructure. Now, it's not just roads, it's not just national highways, it's also looking at waterways so that the cost of logistics in this country can come down. And states which are very much in the hinterland, not connected to any seaport, will have the advantage of moving goods faster at a lesser cost.
The finance minister had presented the union budget in parliament on the 1st of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the BJP will move a privilege notice against leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi in the Lok Sabha for misleading the House and making baseless statements during the discussion on union budget. The minister was talking to reporters in the parliament premises. Mr. Rijiju accused the Congress leader of making useless and false allegations against PM Modi. The no-confidence motion notice given by the Congress-led opposition parties seeking removal of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be considered in the second phase of the budget session. The second phase of budget session is scheduled to start from 9th March and will continue till 2nd April. The textile industry has hailed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States. Director of Alok Industries Limited and President of Reliance Industries Limited, Anil Rajvanshi, said the agreement will increase business between India and the United States. He added that the deal will benefit over 4.5 crore people in the textile sector. Mr. Rajvanshi also said the framework will also generate employment and boost productivity in the industry. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met US President Donald Trump at the White House last night. The meeting lasted about 3 hours and was held entirely behind closed doors. The Israeli PM did not comment afterward. However, President Trump later called the meeting very good in a post on Truth Social, but said no definitive outcome was reached. He said he insisted that negotiations with Iran continue as the US pushes for a nuclear deal with Tehran. In Bangladesh, polling will be held for national parliamentary election today amid tight security. The polling will begin from 7:30 this morning and will continue till 4:30 in the evening at 42,779 centres across 299 constituencies. Polling in Sherpur 3 has been postponed following the death of a candidate. According to the Election Commission, 12.77 crore voters are eligible to vote. Alongside the parliamentary polls, a referendum will seek public approval for key constitutional and institutional reforms under the proposed July Charter. In a televised address, Chief Election Commissioner A.M.M. Nasiruddin urged citizens to vote peacefully and accept the results, warning that any untoward incident would be dealt with firmly. In men's hockey, India began their 2025-26 FIH Pro League campaign with a 1-3 loss to Belgium at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela yesterday. Nelson Onana, Thomas Krolls and Arno van Dessel scored for Belgium, while Shilanand Lakra netted the lone goal for India. The two sides were logged 1-1 at halftime and at the end of the third quarter before Belgium struck twice in the final 15 minutes. The Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian team will now take on Argentina today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the West Indies defeated England by 30 runs in a Group C match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, the West Indies posted 196 for 6 in their 20 overs with the help of Shafane Rutherford's 76 not out. In reply, England were bowled out for 166 in 19 overs. For the West Indies, Gudakesh Moti claimed 3 wickets. Today, India will take on Namibia at Arun Jaitley Stadium, Delhi at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.